Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, December the 18th, 2025. 15 minutes past the hour. Hope you're having a great time. Whatever you are doing this morning, we are 1 week away from the big Christmas holiday. Santa will be coming down the chimney 1 week from today. So I hope everybody is getting their Christmas shopping done, that you have your list to Santa Claus, and everything is moving in the holiday spirit. I should mention, we did this yesterday. Yesterday was the last day to send your packages out, USPS Ground Advantage, to get to whoever they're going to by Christmas Day. Today, December 18th, is the last day to get your packages out, USPS Priority Mail, to get to whoever they're going to by Christmas Day. But don't fret if you can't get them out today. USPS Priority Mail Express, which will cost you a little more, I'm sure, you have until the 20th to get those out, your packages out for the Christmas holiday. So today is the last day for USPS Priority Mail Service, and Saturday for USPS Priority Mail Advantage. And remember, this is the 250th anniversary of the post office, started by Ben Franklin in 1775. Now, I should also mention the WGH Christmas special will be tonight live here on the station. That's something we do every year. We always have a lot of fun with that. Everybody comes in here and we sing and we eat and we have a good time, and we've got quite a crew tonight for the WGH Christmas special slash party. That'll be 7:15 to 9 p.m., so mark that on your calendars, or set your cell phone alarms, or do whatever you have to do. But don't forget to tune in tonight, 7:15 until 9 p.m. It's going to be a great special, and I hope you are able to listen. A few changes this year to the special, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I remember last year, a caller called in the day after the special and said we were a little subdued last year. That normally we're having a good time and teasing each other and so on and so forth. But last year we were a little subdued. I don't think we'll be subdued tonight when I'm looking at the possible guest list. So I think we will not be subdued tonight. And we also did a taping last night with Major League Baseball umpire Larry Barnett and Mary Ellen Withrow, who, by the way, I did not learn until last night, had never been together to do a television program. And they had never been together to do a radio program until they were in here back in November. So we got them together last night, and we had a tremendous time talking holiday memories. And that'll be out on YouTube on Friday, tomorrow, the WGH Christmas holiday special. All you'll do is search Scott Spears Exchange, and that should come up tomorrow. But that won't be out until tomorrow. But the Christmas special will be on this station tonight, 7 to 9 live. Now, I'm also excited because we got our first Christmas card of the season, and as I've done every year, I open these live on the air, and then I read the message and I tell you about the card, and I send a card in return if that's warranted. Now, this is very interesting. I just opened this, and it's a homemade card. Well, it's not homemade. It wasn't made in anybody's home, I doubt. But it's one of those cards where you take pictures of things that happened, and you put it on the card. It's a beautiful maroon card. It says, Happy Holidays, Pizza on Earth, the Welsh Family. And the bottom of the picture is me interviewing the groundhog from back in February, and Bob Welsh with his top hat on, presenting the pizza to the groundhog that does our weather prediction. So that's on the bottom. The top, I believe, is the fruitcake pizza from a few years ago, a picture of the fruitcake pizza. And then there's a picture in the top left-hand corner of myself and the groundhog, and I believe that is from 2 years ago. So that is a great holiday card, and if there is a return address on the card, which there is, we will get a card back to Bob and his family out of Columbus, Ohio. And again, if you want to send us a card, there's still time. 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A. That's where Bob sent it, so that's we are getting the cards. 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put a message in the card, we'll read it on the air, just like I did with Bob's card, and we'll get a card back to you if it does have a return address on it. So we thank Bob for that card. Now, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. As far as I know, it'll just be you and I on the toll-free line this morning. I thought it'd be nice to have a morning after we had Santa Larry Jefferson on Tuesday and we had Christian on yesterday to just sit here and have a conversation with you, the listening audience. Now, I do want to give everybody an update. You heard it on the news report. Aqua now is saying what caused the problem with the water. And now that the temperatures have gotten a little warmer, I believe we're over 40 degrees this morning already, they are flushing the hydrants here in town, the water hydrants, fire hydrants, and hopefully that'll change the taste and the smell of the water. I don't know if it has yet or not. I can tell you McDonald's on 95 has not changed anything. They still don't have any fountain drinks, which is kind of depressing. This is the third day in a row that I have not been able to get a fountain drink at the 95 McDonald's. Now, I was told yesterday that Main Street has started selling fountain drinks again. I'm not sure what's going on with the McDonald's on 95. They were selling them Monday morning, but after that, no fountain drink. So this is day three without a fountain drink. So this morning I have a nice warm cup of soda that was left here in the studio. A nice warm cup of Diet Coke. Doesn't that sound great? Well, in any event, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And by the way, I just want to make clear again, because for some reason I think I'm being misunderstood on this whole water thing. We are presenting the information we have. Aqua has sent out two press releases. We have posted both of those press releases. If anybody else has any other information that is factual about this water, we will post it. To my knowledge, the hospital is not reporting anybody taking a hospital trip because of this water. To my knowledge, nobody has died because of drinking this water. To my knowledge, no lawsuits have been filed against Aqua at this point because of this water. Should any of those things happen, we will report them to you. If we find out that there is something going on and Aqua has not been honest, we will report that as well. And as I have said the entire time, which again, apparently I'm misunderstood on, if the water doesn't taste good or smell good, I'm not sure why anybody's drinking it anyway. There are lots of other things to drink that don't have to do with the water. Stores still have bottled water you can get at a fairly reasonable price. Stores have sodas, juices, energy drinks, things you can get that don't involve your tap water. So, again, I'm not really sure. I'm not saying go out and drink the water. I never have, but some people seem to be confused about that nonetheless. Again, I don't know why you would drink something that didn't taste good. When I got the fountain drink the other day from Wendy's that did not taste very good, you know, I dumped $3 of fountain drink down the sink. It didn't taste good. Why would I drink something that didn't taste good? So again, that's the story, that's the truth, those are the facts. People can spin those any way they want. Gin up panic in a community, I guess, but that's what it is. You know, I don't understand. I've never understood misleading people, but that's the facts. Those are the facts as we have them. And again, if anybody has any other facts, please present them. Nobody wants anybody to be sick. Nobody wants anybody to have a problem. Why would you root for that? So there you are. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is the water any better in your neighborhood at this point? Now, I will say that Channel 4 came down, what was it, on Tuesday night, and they did a report on the water, and the person who was in that report, I think, has now reported that their water is clear. So things apparently are getting better, as Aqua has said. I don't know really what to say beyond that. I'm fascinated that everything, there always must be more to things than what there actually is. Now, I'm not saying, again, that there's not more to this story. There very well might be. I don't know. I am not a water expert. But what fascinates me is that people could say things that aren't exactly true. You know, I'm telling you what Aqua has said. You can believe them or not believe them, but it's what they said. And if anybody else is saying something else that is of credible nature, then go ahead. You know, it was interesting. I saw somebody on the internet yesterday, because Channel 4 did this story on green water in Marion. And they said, where is the green water? I want to see the green water. And they could not get a response as to where this green water was. So I don't know. I think it depends on probably where you live, what the situation is. I don't know. It's a very odd thing with this water. And again, let's be clear. It's just like driving on snow. If you do not feel comfortable, if you think there's a danger, if you think it's worse than what's being reported, don't do it. And as I've said before, very plainly, I don't know why anybody would drink something that tasted bad to them anyway. So there you have it. That's the story on the water at this point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say? 27 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. Now, again, the special tonight, WGH Christmas Special, 7 to 9 p.m. Should be a lot of fun. Every year, we try to sing. We have a caroling list that we break out every year that we try to sing. We do "Twas the Night Before Christmas." We do "Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus." And I can guarantee you that the songs we sing tonight, none of us are professional singers. So the songs will be a little different, to say the least. But we have a good time singing them. So I hope you have a good time listening to them. So there you are, 7 to 9 tonight. Set your listening devices and write it down on a piece of paper. Do whatever you have to do so you don't miss the special tonight. But again, if anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz here this morning. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, with the holidays upon us, I am not done with my Christmas shopping. I would say I'm a little over half done. So I feel confident in that matter, that I'm probably half done, more than half done. But I have not wrapped anything. What I really need is a professional wrapper. And I'm not talking about a singer. I'm talking about somebody who wraps gifts. If I had a professional wrapper, I feel that the process of the Christmas gifts would go a lot faster, because that's not something I enjoy doing. You know, putting the bows on there and trying to get the paper to fit just right on the gift that you're wrapping. Some people love that. Some people are artists at it. They just know how to do it. I am not one of those people. So I hope that I'm able to get through this. My plan is on Saturday, or maybe tomorrow, I do have a little spare time in the middle of the day, that I'm able to get back to the stores, get the gifts that I need, and then get everything wrapped on Saturday. And also finish up whatever shopping I need to do on Saturday. That's my goal. If I can do that, then I still have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and even Wednesday, which is Christmas Eve. I still have some days to get the rest of anything done that I would need to get done before Christmas Eve night. So I feel there is still time to get wrapping done and maybe that gift you forgot purchased. You know, we do have a few days next week. We have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Although, there are some things I have going on for the holiday season on those days. This has been a busy week. Tuesday night, I had the dinner party at Mary Ellen's, the holiday dinner party. Last night, we did the taping here in the studio with the holiday taping with Larry Barnett and Mary Ellen Withrow. Monday night, we had the city council meeting. Tonight's the Christmas special here for the station that we do every year from 7 to 9. So this week, you know, it's been kind of a cruncher, kind of a busy week. But it's fun. It's the holidays. That's how it's supposed to be. So, again, the phone lines are open. How are you doing this holiday season? Are you getting through all the holiday hazarai that's going on? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or, if you have anything to report about the water situation, we would certainly love to hear that as well. Because whatever's going on in your world might be very pertinent to what's going on in our world with this water situation. And again, obviously, my biggest problem is the fact that the fountain drinks are not flowing exactly as we would like them to flow at the 95 McDonald's. I don't know why. You can get white milk and you can get chocolate milk there. That's what you can get. White milk and chocolate milk. Oh, and I'm also excited to say that I think at the party tonight, the special tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on this station, I do think Santa Claus will be making an appearance. Did I say that? Did I already say that this morning? I don't have any notes down in front of me, so I can't remember if I said Santa Claus will be here tonight or not. I can't confirm it because, you know, Santa's a busy guy this time of the year, but I think there's a good possibility that Santa could be in the studio tonight, so we'll all be excited for that. And I have been we had this question earlier in the week, maybe it was yesterday, have I been naughty or nice this year? That's what they always ask you. Have you been naughty or nice? Well, I think I've been very nice this year, so Santa might be bringing me a nice gift tonight. Go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning, Scott Spears.
Good morning. Happy holidays. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. You're the wondering man that worrying about your gifts being wrapped. I got the solution.
Oh, give it to me.
You work at a place where they got a lot of bags. Why don't you acquire some of the bags and drop your present in there and present it to your whoever you want to present it to in a bag? Because why waste all of this resources from our trees and stuff to the paper and just use the plastic?
Oh, just use the plastic bags?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's easy. Take item A and put it in bag B, and it's already wrapped and sealed. It's concealed. That's what you're getting it. Why is the reason of concealing the present? I don't know. Where did that ever come from? Could you tell us, listeners, where that come from in the original wrapping of gift and giving it to someone?
You know, that's a very good idea. I will try to look that up. I don't know why we wrap gifts. I guess it's...
It had to start somewhere, and it continued, and I'm with you 100%. I've wrapped that kind of... Oh, when you fold it in this, you want to make it look like the professional people, but then sometimes the professional people charge you extra for doing that. You remember getting a gift that you paid for getting it wrapped? Remember that? You probably have.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you remember years ago when the mall, the Harding Music Boosters used to take donations and they would wrap your gifts for you?
Oh, probably did. Yeah, I forgot about it, yeah.
I always thought that was a very nice thing.
That mall is kind of a walking arena right now. I understand, anyhow, from people that go out there and walk in the foul weather and they don't go outside or go to the, you know, reasonable place with the snow and the falling and stuff like that. But, I imagine you could acquire those bags pretty easily, couldn't you?
I probably could, but, you know, people are funny about, as you say, how gifts are wrapped. I mean, if you wrap a gift and it doesn't look showroom, people will say, well, who wrapped this gift?
Well, yeah, see, there isn't no discrimination against how it was wrapped because it's just a bag. It was just set in there. It was enclosed, let's say. It was just enclosed, and they don't know what's in the bag. And I think on previous shows, you have received stuff in a bag, haven't you? Remember back a while?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't mind a bag. I think a bag's fine.
You was upset what was in the bag before, though. What was that? Can you recall that, Scott?
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Oh, you brought that up on the show many and many times. You just got that in the bag, and you was just so upset about it. But I can't recall it.
Oh, I know what you're talking. I don't remember what was in the bag, but I made fun of the bag because this person bragged about how good of a Christmas wrapper they were, that they could really wrap those gifts. And I thought, well, you're giving this to me in a bag. I thought you could really wrap gifts.
Oh, uh-huh.
Now, I do have the history for you, by the way, on why we wrap gifts.
Oh, great.
Here it is. We started wrapping gifts centuries ago with materials like cloth in China and Japan, but modern decorative Christmas wrapping paper became popular in the West during the Victoria era, late 1800s, with mass-produced patterned paper emerging in 1917 thanks to the Hall brothers, who were actually Hallmark.
Oh, great, yeah, and they're continuing their service as of today with their signature on different things, right?
Right, and this is interesting. They accidentally created it when they ran out of plain tissue paper and used fancy envelope liners instead, so that's how decorative wrapping paper got invented by the Hallmark brothers.
Oh, okay, and you know what? I can give you one other example as I just talked here and looked out through the beautiful skies. Wasn't baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes?
He was.
So that was a gift to all of us, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, so I just thought of that. Yeah, well, that could have started way back, and, you know, we could still wrap anything. So there's my idea to you. Put it in a bag, it's wrapped, and it didn't say how or what, did it?
No, I probably should go to bags because I am not the greatest wrapper in the world, and I'm not a fan of doing it, but I don't know.
And you could get a black marker and lay it down flat and, you know, like, put something on there. You got many of things that from you that you could put on there. Now, just like you was talking, you wanted maybe a box or two or several boxes from Macy's. You wasn't going to disclose your gift in a box marked with some other name on it, would you?
You know, I do have some plain boxes, but I think it's always good to put it in the Macy's box.
Oh, yeah. So we're trying to get a point across here that it isn't what you give, it's how you present it to the person.
Well, it is, and I think for me, now, as I'm sitting here thinking about it, my parents did not use bags when I was a child. So I think that's probably why I feel obligated to use wrapping paper, because that's how gifts were given to me from relatives, so on and so forth. I think that's the way with a lot of us. Whatever we did when we were children, I think sticks with us.
Oh, well, yeah, you might have a point there. Tradition.
Tradition, yeah, you got it.
It's slowly fading away, as we know, as we watch the TV and everything. Tradition slowly going away. Well, I haven't got a whole lot more to say.
I want to mention our tradition tonight will be on 7 to 9, the 12th year It may be the 13th because we started this station in June, so this could be the 13th annual Christmas special tonight, 7 to 9.
Well, how many people's going to be there in the studio and in the hallways of the studio coming forth singing? Are you going to have a remote thing out in the hallway and all of you? It sounds like you're going to have a big crowd there. Or
well, it sounds good. I was doing calculations on who might be here, and you know, the anniversary party, which is very similar to the Christmas party that we did back in June, I did not think we'd have the crowd that we did. We had probably close to 20 people back in June, which was a big group to have rolling around in the halls here and in the studio. So
wait a minute. Now let me get a correction on that statement you made.
Yes, go ahead.
Now, I can understand Santa Claus tripping and falling, the jolly guy with the big bowl of a big belly that shook like
bowl full of jelly, bowl full of jelly.
So I can see him bouncing around. But who would it be bouncing around in the hallway, and what reason would they be bouncing?
Well,
have you got a manager, a floor bouncer, if you aren't in the right terror or wearing apparel or anything, you'd get sewed out? Is that how you
No, well, it's interesting because this building has security doors, so after 5 o'clock, you have to be let into the building. And we also...
Oh, is it that important? Is it?
Well, apparently, somebody thinks it is, and it's right. So we keep the food out in the hallway so we can have more room for people in the studio, and people tend.
Is there a lot of food that amount of food you're going to have there?
Well, there is a pretty good amount of food every year. Yes, there is, and people bring food at Christmas, especially.
Oh, you could have given a lot of that food away for the hungry there during the place there where they in need of food here. I didn't know you'd had that much food coming in on your thing tonight.
Well, what normally
hot or cold food?
It's hot food. What normally happens is we here at the station will have some kind of dish, whatever it is, and that's the warm dish that we provide. But because it's Christmas, people tend to bring cookie tins, and they bring baked goods, and they bring, I mean, we've, Mary Ellen normally cooks something up and brings it.
Waffles she usually brings, don't
No,
you?
No, she has these things called gumdrop bars that she's brought in the past. She did, I can't remember, I think she did fudge a couple years ago. And then Christian.
That has to be out in the hallway. That takes up a lot of room than what you mentioned.
There. We got a big table. It's a big table. I'll take a picture of the big food table tonight.
You use the facility of the building that you don't pay rent on, just the hallways, and you use that on your occasions like that. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know if we pay rent on the hallways or not, but nobody's ever complained. Everybody uses the hallways.
Oh, they do. After 5?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially this tanning place next door. They're always out there.
Oh, they're open after 5 o'clock?
They were here during the fruitcake toss, so it was 7 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you said they closed. The security closes the building at 5.
They do. That's what I say. I think people must let people in.
Oh, people lets other people in.
Yeah, if you're coming to see a business here, like the hospice people, they're here. If you want to see them after 5, that's okay, but somebody has to let you in.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to bring a surprise up to you and give it to you, but if I have to go through security, I'm not too sure about that. I got to take all the money and change out of my pocket and my hunting knives and stuff I carry around.
We're not that thick on security up here. We're not City Hall. We don't have a metal detector or anything.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay. Yeah.
No.
Well, I've kidded enough with you. It's been fun talking to you. But I do have a paper I'm going to get you. I got a paper of, I've got it here somewhere. Oh, yeah, a Marion Star. And it is dated November 8th, 1981. Does that ring a bell, the date 1981?
November 8th, 1980. Now, let's see how good I am here. November.
Let's get rid of the 8th. It's not necessary. That rings a bell to me, so I put a little footnote on that writing And I want you to keep this as a present from Carol and I for your thing. And you give me the ring of the bell that what is 1981.
I think that was Lady Justice back on the courthouse.
No. Let's put it this way. When was you born?
I was born somewhere in that area.
Well, would it have been 1981?
You know what? We can say that. I'll go with it. I'm in the holiday spirit. Why not?
Okay, you'll go with that, right?
I'll go with that.
Okay, that's what I thought, because I thought this was good to you. I found it in the attic probably 4 or 5 years ago or something like that, and I put a footnote on there that I read this in 1979, and I looked in here, Scott, and really, honest, truly, all the things that's in this paper that is people that you know and your career started and everything a few years after that, and for some reason, were you born in, yeah, oh, that's right. I think, wasn't you born that year, 1981?
Well, it's a possibility.
Okay, well, I'm on the track, and what I'm really getting at, that all this stuff in this paper, Scott, and some days, sometimes you get a little dead spot or something like that. I'm going to present this, and Carol and I present this to you, and you can go back and relate to this paper, and it's things and people you know yet today here, and it's a Marion Star.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm going to just let the public know that on your station that that's our so-called Christmas card to you.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. And again, if you happen to be out tonight between 7 and 9, just call ahead so we have somebody down there at the door. But feel free to come up and visit and get a slice of pizza.
Well, I'd love to do that, but I really don't go out after the evening hours for some reason. I just I stay home where if something would happen, I'd slip and fall and somebody couldn't see me. I could lay there and have to sleep outdoors. And I used to do that, you know, on certain hunting trips and stuff like that and tents and stuff. But I refrain from being in a position. I'm just going to stay home. But I thought maybe I'd run it up to you today if I could get up there maybe on a break or something like that. Is that okay for
you?
Yeah,
I'll be here till 10 today, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Scott. I'll see you later.
Hey,
bye. Thank
you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines again are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour, and again, don't forget to tune in to the special tonight, 7 till 9 p.m., right here on WGH Talk Radio, and it should be fun. You know, it's singing, it's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, it's Christmas memories. It's a good time. And as I said last year, I think we had a little critique, which is not awful, that we were not as jovial last year. So hopefully this year we'll be more jovial. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you want to know an interesting fact?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Jesus was, supposedly came to, born over there, wherever he was born, in the manger and stuff. But do you know that there is absolutely no record of the writings in that period of time that says one thing about Jesus Christ, about Jesus coming down here and being crucified and coming back 3 days later? The Romans they was into records. They kept records,
I
people, philosophers and stuff like that. There is no record of anybody back in that day. And if Jesus Christ was such an influential person, why isn't there? The Bible was written many years after Jesus died.
Well, here's the thing. everybody has their own beliefs, and I am not versed enough in this to be able to speak intelligibly on it, but there are people who are, pastors, and
that's great. Yeah. They got their own beliefs, but,
right.
You know.
But, you know, as I say, Matt has brought this up. There's a guy at Kroger, young guy, early 30s. He has Bibles in his car that he passes out to people who don't have a Bible, especially younger people. And people don't take that in an offensive way at all. And I have said for years, I used to love to go to Midnight Mass. And until Christmas Eve, the party started happening at my house on Christmas Eve, I always went to Midnight Mass because there was just something about it that was
Catholic Mass.
Catholic Mass down here at St. Mary's. It was just something beautiful about Catholic Mass that really put you in a Christmas mood. And I never make it now because it starts at 11, and you really got to leave about 10:15 to get there or you won't get a seat because it's packed. And my house, the party's usually still going on at 10 o'clock. So I haven't made it in the last few years. But so I think, you know, I think we can hold both these thoughts in our mind. People can talk about the Grinch and have parties and Santa Claus and so on and so forth. But I think we can also celebrate the birth of Jesus. And I think we can have those services on Christmas Eve that are important to a lot of people on Christmas Day. I think it's tradition for a lot of people.
Well, we can also talk about Bigfoot and kind of believe that Bigfoot was real.
Well,
we can also talk about the Loch Ness Monster and talk about how that is real.
Right, but here...
is there ever any evidence of a Bigfoot? A few years, several years back, they had this frozen thing and they were supposed to fall out and that was supposed to be Bigfoot and this guy at work, the Kroger's out there, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's talking about it and, you know, oh, this is it, you know, we, you know.
Yeah, I...
about Bigfoot, but there's never been any evidence of a Bigfoot.
No, but I think there are a lot of things that we don't have. I mean, Santa Claus will be at the party tonight, and, you know, that's what it is. And I think people's belief systems are what they are. I think that's really what the holidays are all about. I think, you know, the world is tough sometimes. The world's very difficult. And I think there's nothing wrong with having something that you believe in. Now, as long as you're not forcing your belief on somebody else, I don't have any problem with it. And a matter of fact, I find people who have some kind of belief system normally to be a little happier. They're a little less... They don't attack other people. And if they do, then it's a little hypocritical on my behalf.
Well, they... church groups attack gays.
Well, not all of them.
You know, church groups, if you know, especially Catholic years ago, if you got divorced, you know, Catholics would shun you. They didn't want nothing to do with you.
Well, that's true, but I think as time goes along, when you know better, you do better. I mean, we as a people in the United States used to have slaves. I mean, I don't think we want to go back and repeat that, but it's part of our history.
Well, it's part of our history, right. But what if somebody 1,000 years from now would talk about something that happened today that was totally not true, where there was no evidence ever of it?
Well, the problem is, see, with things that happened a long time ago, we, and people don't like to say this because we have historians now and we have people who go back in the archives, but the truth is we never really know if the person is dead, what they were thinking, or what was going on, or why they did something that they did. We really don't know. I mean, we talk about people like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. We don't really know what was going through their mind. We don't really know why they did what they did.
Well, they wrote a lot of stuff, but you can tell stuff that went through their mind.
They did, but we've cleaned up a lot of that. You know, John Adams was the only one who never owned a slave.
you know, in the Bible, you know, when Adam and Eve was created and stuff, and people after that, supposedly people was living to 1,000 years and better. But when we have found prehistoric man and different, you know, when science dates that person, they're nowhere close to 1,000 years.
Well, here's
nowhere.
No, but I think what we're talking about today, like Friday.
The Bible says people used to live that, and Jesus got tired of the way people was living, and he cut it down to 120 years.
Well, here's the thing. It all depends on what you take as literal and what you take as figurative. And like I always say to people, do people believe the story of Noah's Ark as a literal story, that it literally happened, or do they believe that it's more of a figurative story? And
you know how much labor it would have took to build that ark?
Right, but
and back in those days, they didn't even have ships.
Right, but again,
they didn't have the technology to build those ships.
Right, but again, I think, see, here's the thing. It's much like everybody, even not having a belief system, I do believe is some kind of a belief system. Because at some point, you made the choice not to believe in anything like that.
Well, religion, you know, can be good for people. It gives them, they can socialize with the people in the congregation and the group. And then when they're also getting older in age, you know, they can say praise the Lord, you know, all the time and think that that's going to give them the heaven when they lived like heck when they was 20 and 30 years old. I mean, my grandma, grandpa on dad's side, you know, they was never religious. They never went to church. But they both started having eye problems. Grandpa had cataracts, and that was able to be taken off, and he got his eyesight back. But Grandma had glaucoma, and she was practically blind, never got hurt. But you know what me and my brother used to do when we was teenagers?
What's that?
Drive around to Faith Healers.
Oh, so you went to the Faith Healers?
Well, Grandma, Grandpa did. You know, we just...
Oh, you drove them around. I gotcha.
But that was their, that was how they went to church, was going to these faith healers, Grandpa giving them quite a bit of money, and thinking, nah, I'm going to buy me a miracle.
Well, here's the thing, and we only have 3 minutes left in this hour, but I've told this story before, so I'm going to shrink it up. When Reverend Leroy Jenkins came to town, and he obviously was a faith healer.
Yeah, we've been down there.
Yeah, when he came back here in 2010, somewhere in there, and I did a show with him in front of an audience over at the Hogg Rec Center. It's not called the Hogg Rec Center anymore. But anyway, there was a guy who showed up early, long before the show was going to start, long before Reverend Jenkins was there, and he was so upset because he felt that he was not going to be able to get in, and he had some kind of illness. He didn't tell me the illness, but he said he was ill. And I said, no, just come back. We'll make sure that you get in. He got in, and at the end of the show, he asked Reverend Jenkins a question. And Reverend Jenkins did go over and meet with him. He did do something. I don't remember exactly what he did. But I will tell you, when that guy left, he felt better. And I don't know if he cured him. I don't know what the illness was to begin with. I don't know what happened. All I know is that guy, for that afternoon, who was obviously suffering, got a weight lifted off his chest. And I did not see Reverend Jenkins ask him for any money. So, you know, I don't know what to believe with any of this stuff, but I can tell you that if it makes somebody feel better and they're not trying to fleece somebody out of their life savings, I don't know that there's a problem there.
Right. You know, I mean, the church makes people feel better, and if they want to believe in Jack and the Beanstalk and thinking that, you know, that's comforting to them,
Well, it's comforting to a lot of people. When somebody dies who's very close to somebody, that's one place a lot of people turn, and that is comforting to them.
Yep.
All right, well, hey, I thank you for calling. Stay tuned, and don't forget the special tonight, 7 to 9.
Yeah, I'm going to try to listen to that. I fall asleep a lot around that time.
Well, hey, but that's always a lot of fun. Our singing will keep you up, I guarantee, if you have us on.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. All right, don't forget the WGH Christmas special tonight, 7:15 to 9 on the station market, and we've got a whole hour coming up. Don't you dare go anywhere.
I'm coming to Mary, Ohio, and I'm going to sing my Christmas. I think I can sing Christmas joke.